I'm Siobhan Barnes, ex-commercial and corporate real estate professional turned leadership and life coach, supporting high-achieving professionals to step into purpose-led careers without having to sacrifice their soul, sanity, or steady paycheck. I've coached hundreds of professionals to figure out their unique path to create meaningful success that feels as good on the inside as it looks on the outside, using my signature aligned achievement method. In this podcast, I'll share how you can get clarity on your unique path, how to make an impact and step into more purpose in a way that's right and true for you. Let's dive in. Hello and welcome to the Aligned Achiever podcast. I'm so thrilled that you're tuning in. And if you're a regular listener, welcome back after a couple of weeks break. This week, I wanted to talk about purposeful productivity and walk you through a little bit of a playbook as to how you can really make sure that you are being purposefully productive and manage your stress and optimize your energy. The reason why this topic is very near and dear to my heart is because, full disclosure, it's something that I am constantly calibrating towards. And if you caught the last episode, you'll have heard the reason why I'm changing up the format behind the podcast. And what I see happen so much in my coaching practice, working with clients one-on-one, the common theme that I see is that we want to be productive, right? We want to get things done. We want to perform at our jobs. We want to do good work, share our gifts with the world, obviously get paid well to do what we do. And we don't want to burn ourselves out in the process. And yet for many of us, we can fall into the trap of either number one, burning ourselves out because we're working too hard. Number two, going through a life transition or a change that forces us to reassess what is purposefully productive, right? If you have a baby or you move countries or you're going through a big life transition, other things are going to be important, right? Like settling yourself in personally and making sure you're settled. Those things are important. Looking after children, those things are important. So that's bucket number two. The third bucket I see is when people are going through this season of growth. They're going after that next level in their career and moving into leadership positions, and knowing where to be productive is a key skill, not just for yourself, but in managing a team as well. And so in this week's episode, I wanted to give you a bit of a playbook as to what to focus on and what to think about so that you can manage your stress and optimize your energy. Now, where I really want to start when it comes to purposeful productivity is to begin with the end in mind, you know, quoting Stephen Covey, the author of The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, where he spoke about that as one of the core principles, begin with the end in mind. Oftentimes, we think that the goal is always to be productive, always to be on, always to be in that season of maximum productivity. And whilst that certainly would be ideal if we were able to do that, it just doesn't really work, right? We have a human body that needs rest. We have a mind that has finite attention and focus that needs time to relax. And so when I talk about beginning with the end in mind, I'm really talking about getting really clear about what season in your life are you in. Are you in a season where you need to readdress your work-life balance and make sure that you're looking after yourself? That's the first season. Are you in a season of reinvention where you're no longer who you were and you're coming into a new identity, whether that's because of a change in location where you're living, change in relationship, change in industry, you know, a change in career and profession or something else? Or are you in a season of growth where you want to move forward and you are clear on what you want and where you're going, and it's just a question of executing? Once you've identified the season that you're in, then it's going to be much easier to be able to figure out what you're going to say yes to and what you're going to say no to. Because in a world that seems to accelerate faster and faster with each passing day, we're in a bit of a slippery slope. There's a bit of a danger that we don't learn to slow down and honor that season. Like if we're always rushing and being productive for productivity's sake, then we're missing the point. Case in point with this podcast, right? I shared in the last episode how I want to be more mindful of how I'm using my time. And whilst it's been great to be consistently posting content every week, I hope you've enjoyed it. I think I'm better served to use my time to give you more impactful episodes that have a bit more meat to them, but less frequently. And so I invite you to imagine for yourself, giving yourself that permission slip to say, hang on a minute, let me question what season I'm in. And really, are all those things on my to-do list? Is everything on my plate something that I must do now? Is this something that is essential? Now, if you're listening to me and you can identify that you're in a certain season of your life, maybe you're like, oh my gosh, Siobhan, I think I'm in a season of work-life integration and slowing down. And if that is freaking you out, just know that slowing down isn't about laziness or complacency. It's also not just a luxury reserved for the privileged few. Of course, it is a privilege to be able to slow down and to take a foot off the accelerator. But what I'm talking about here isn't like quitting your job and going to spend 6 months on a beach. What I'm talking about is just reassessing your priorities and what you're doing so that you have more downtime, so that you can savor life's simple pleasures and meaningful moments. This is really about recognizing that productivity for its own sake, for our sake of being busy, having a calendar that's chock full, you know, it's a very hollow pursuit if it leaves us disconnected from ourselves and the world around us. So another thing to think about is I've shared with you the three seasons that I see with my clients, the work-life integration, reinvention, and growth. But if that feels a bit foreign to you, another way you can think about it is the actual seasons that we all experience in the various parts of the world that we live in. Mother Nature, our bodies are designed to live cyclically. And our culture is all about summer and productivity and blooming and fun and action. But there are so many things to gain from the other seasons. So we've got those bigger picture seasons, beginning with the end in mind. And we also have these sub-seasons that we get in our respective countries in terms of weather patterns and what we associate with each of these different seasons. So when it is summertime, which is what we all kind of chase, right? We all want summer. We're outward, we're doing things, we're socializing, we're with people. But there are other seasons that matter. Autumn, that is a time to be able to begin to turn inward to reap the harvest from what you've sown earlier on in the year, right? It's about starting to cultivate that. Winter, that's when we actually hibernate and turn our attention away from the outside world and begin to come inwards, recoup, rejuvenate, regather our energy so that come springtime, we're ready to plant seeds for what it is that we want to grow, what it is we want to cultivate, and what we want to nourish. So the second point around seasons is, yes, know what bigger season you're in your career, but also appreciate the seasons that we can have in any given week, any given day, and for us women as well, any given month. If you still have a cycle, right? We cycle through these seasons as well very, very naturally. And so the reason why I wanted to share this concept with you is that number one, we want to begin with the end in mind so that we know, okay, what are we prioritizing? But number two, knowing that with these seasons, you're not always going to be on, you're not always going to be productive. And it's a bit of a permission slip for you to say, you know what, sometimes there are days when you're not going to be working full out. If you have a chance to take a break, if you have a moment to be able to recoup and rest, that is actually smart. That is actually strategic. Nothing is wrong with you. You know, if you feel guilty for wanting to rest and you're not sure, like, can you take a break? Yes, you can. You are actually physically designed to do this. Now, if you think this is really difficult and this is really hard for you, I get it. In my Bounce Back from Burnout program that I run, we talk about mindset. We talk about some of these beliefs that we have around what keeps us stressed out and what keeps us feeling burnt out. And some of these mindsets are these beliefs that we have to work hard to be successful. We always have to be on if we want to be successful. There's no time to rest, and rest is a waste of time, to name but a few. So I invite you to think about, what are some of the things that you say to yourself? And, you know, are those beliefs true? And are they actually helping you, or are they a hindrance? And actually, what we're looking at here and what we're talking about here is not just about productivity and time management. What we're really talking about is that piece that I said at the start around managing stress and optimizing your energy. And ultimately, again, which is what I taught in Bounce Back from Burnout, yes, there are time management things that we can do, but energy management is really where it's at. that's really where you're going to be able to figure out if you can do the things that you want to do, if you should be doing the things that you want to do. And if we are not resourced, if we feel tired, if we feel depleted, if we wake up in the morning and we're behind the eight ball, then, you know, we're not going to have the energy to be able to face the day. It is going to be stressful. And we're always going to feel like we're on the back foot. And the prevalence of burnout is real. And I don't want that for you. And actually, on that topic, I wanted to give a little shout out and a mention because I've been playing with something recently. So I've been really focusing on energy and the tactics, the strategies, the ways that I can really support myself to have the energy to show up well for my clients, to be rested so I can be present and an excellent coach. And one of the ways that I've done that is actually by taking a supplement. And this supplement, I should say it's not really a supplement, but this drink that I have been taking is a bit of an alternative to my morning cup of coffee, and it's called Magic Mind. Now, Magic Mind is a small tincture that has basically improved my mornings so much. I love that I can take it with me anywhere and drink it whenever I need a quick energy boost. And I take it as part of my morning routine to give me energy. It tastes great. I normally go to the gym in the morning, so I don't want something very big and heavy. And I find that since I've started drinking Magic Mind, I've been able to just be more fresh. As a mom, it helps me so much. Instead of reaching for that second, third, or fourth cup of coffee to keep my energy levels up, now I just take this little shot every morning, sometimes with my cup of coffee, and I'm good for the rest of the day. It just helps me get into that right state of mind for a productive day. And I typically drink it on my way out the door when I head to the gym. And yeah, it saved me so much. So I wanted to give a mention to Magic Mind because, you know, sometimes when it comes to thinking about how you can support your energy, you want to think about what really works for you. For me, with Magic Mind, it's given me mental energy and focus. It's made me more productive. I'm able to fall asleep better at night because I'm not relying on caffeine so much. And I'm just less stressed and anxious, right? And it really allows me to show up to coach my clients, to be creative and create podcasts like this, thanks to the nootropics that are inside. So, you know, I get into the flow state much easier. And also, it helps my memory, which is a real thing as I transition into my 40s and have the joys of perimenopause to look forward to. So a little shout out to Magic Mind because I have a little special promo for you if you would like to check it out and try it out for yourself. But just so you know, it's all natural ingredients sourced from the best suppliers. So no sugar, nut-free, vegan, keto, paleo-friendly. There are so many ingredients in it, but the ones that I love are matcha because it's nature's extended release caffeine, and caffeine from matcha takes a lot longer to release. So it helps to reduce stress, which is super important. There's lion's mane. It's a nootropic and an adaptogen, and it's known to reduce anxiety and inflammation while supporting cognition, which is fantastic. And then cordyceps mushrooms, another adaptogen that reduces inflammation, strengthens the immune system, and just supports higher levels of energy and physical endurance by actually increasing the production of ATP in your mitochondria. So I've said a lot. If you're curious, you can go and check out Magic Mind for yourself. And I have a really special link that you can try, whereby if you go on over to magicmind.com/Siobhan, that's S-I-O-B-H-A-N, and use my code Siobhan20, that's all capital letters, S-I-O-B-H-A-N number 20, then you're going to get up to 56% off your first subscription or 20% off your one-time purchase. It also works if you're already a subscriber, so you can save on your next subscription payment if you'd like. So it's one of the few companies with 100% money back guarantee, no questions asked, there's really no risk. So if you don't like it, they'll refund you in 3 to 4 hours, which I really like. And I've been using it, so I really, really love it. So again, if you want to check that out and you want to find something that can help you with managing your energy and reducing stress, then come on over to magicmind.co/Siobhan. Use my code Siobhan20, and you'll be able to get that 56% subscription. I'd get the 30 pack if I was you. It's the best value, super easy, and you just sorted for the month and it gives you that energy. But anyway, I digress. Wanted to give them a special shout out and a special mention. But coming back to the episode, when it comes to managing your stress and purposeful productivity, we need all three, right? We need to begin with the end in mind, know what the bigger picture is that we're working towards. Knowing that, we're going to circle through and cycle through different seasons. Number two, we want to be mindful of the different seasons and the ebbs and flows of our energy as they naturally happen, because they do naturally happen. We cycle from summer, autumn, winter, and spring. And to know that when we can cycle through those with the right strategies in those moments, then we're going to be the most productive. And not just productive for productivity's sake, but actually purposefully productive. So drilling deeper into how you can support yourself to be productive on a weekly, on a daily basis. This is really about thinking about those strategies that are going to work for you in terms of how you can get things done. Like, what is it that you need to put into your calendar, into your schedule that's number one, going to look after you first and foremost, so you can manage your energy. So for me, it's taking my Magic Mind supplements. It's going to the gym. It's my journaling practices. These things that seem really basic are actually the core things that help me stay grounded and help me stay sane when, you know, life happens. So you want to be able to do that. And then number two, you want to think about how can you break down the right goals, the right projects for this season that you're in your life, and actually put them into your calendar on a monthly, on a weekly basis, so that you can stay accountable to those goals and stay purposefully productive. So I know I've spoken a lot on this episode about how to be purposefully productive. And I just want to do a quick recap so that you know. We start with the big picture, begin with the end in mind. Are you in a season of work-life balance, reinvention, or are you in a season of growth? Secondly, are you in your week, in your day, in your month, being mindful of the fact that your energy is going to ebb and flow? Do you have times to work and be productive, i.e. being in summer? Do you have times to rest and rejuvenate, i.e. being in winter? And number three, how can you really make sure that you have daily practices, weekly practices, monthly practices that allow you to honor and manage your energy? Whether that's going to the gym, whether that's taking a Magic Mind shot, whether that's something else that really supports you to honor your energy. And look, if this feels too big, too much, too hard to handle, because you're just in the thick of things, you've got so much going on, I want you to know that you don't have to suffer in silence. You matter. I say that on the podcast time and time again. You matter. A depleted you that isn't really happy, that isn't really yourself, that's feeling really despondent and disengaged from life and work, that's not really living. And what can happen when we give so much of ourselves to others, and I see this with my clients because they are compassionate culture makers, they're the givers, they're the nurturers, they're the empathetic people, the sensitive folks. What can happen is they burn out. And worse yet, you can get into a very slippery slope of being the martyr, being the victim. And as a result, getting very, very bitter, very, very frustrated because people don't see you, people don't honor you, and people don't thank you. And when you're in that place, it can be really hard to see a way out. It can be really hard to see a light where you go, yes, okay, there is a path for me. I do want to use my gifts towards something that matters and, you know, shine bright in the world. But when you're in that funk and you're in that negativity, it's really hard. So if you're in that place right now and you're finding it difficult, please don't suffer in silence. Please seek support. And if you would like support from me, I would absolutely be thrilled to be able to support you. I mentioned the program on the podcast earlier, but I ran Bounce Back from Burnout last year. And in its next current iteration, this is going to be a one-on-one experience, because here's what I learned from that experience. I can give you the content. I can give you the tools. I can give you the frameworks that are truly going to support you to prevent burnout, to bounce back from burnout so that you're not constantly burning out in any new role or any new situation you put yourself in. Because it's not just about stress management tactics and a great morning routine. It also goes a lot deeper, right? I mentioned those beliefs earlier on. And if we have a fundamental belief and an identity of someone who has to literally bleed out in order to be successful and to help other people, then no matter what you do on the outside to change your work situation, to change your company, to change your direction, if we don't look at who you are fundamentally, then you're just going to repeat the same pattern again and again and again. Ask me how I know, and I will tell you it's because I've done it. I've lived it, and I'm really passionate about supporting other people to not make the same mistake that I did, because we don't know what we don't know, right? We're swimming in a culture, we're swimming in a narrative that says productivity, keep on going, you got to keep hustling. And look, this is different to just giving up and not being resilient. What I'm talking about here is just really knowing and trusting when something is not working. And so going back to my main point, if you would like support, the new iteration of the Bounce Back from Burnout experience is the perfect winning combo of actual curriculum that you can go through and the one-on-one support from me to actually meet you where you are right now. And quite frankly, to be accountable to show up for yourself, because what can happen is when we're busy, we don't put time in the diary for us to look after ourselves. We can say we'll get to it later. And let me tell you, the number of times I've spoken to people who have been suffering and tolerating for not just years, but decades, decades. And we think that things are going to get better. We think that we can ignore things. There is a cost to that. There is a cost. And that cost is your mental health, your well-being. The fact that you are spending more time suffering in silence than actually joyfully doing the work that you love and feeling like you're making a contribution to the world. And that is what I want for you. And that is really, really paramount, because I want women exactly like you to be able to take up more space in positions of leadership and create the culture change that we most need in organizations and change this narrative as well around what it means to be productive. And so if you would like support around that, you can come on over and I will pop a link in the show notes over at SiobhanBarnes.com/105. That's the number 105. And I invite you to book in a Get Unstuck call with me where I can talk you through the program, see if you're the right fit, see if it's the right experience for you and where you're at. And we can have a conversation to see if I'm the right fit for you. And if not, I'll share with you what I think you should be doing to get out of burnout and supporting yourself out of the situation that you're in. All right, we covered quite a bit today, so I just wanted to say thank you so much for tuning in. I so enjoyed diving into this topic around how to be purposefully productive so that you can manage your stress and regain your sense of energy. And all the links and everything that I mentioned will be over at the show notes over at SiobhanBarnes.com/105. If you want some support, some easy support, check out Magic Mind. They're fantastic. Highly recommend their drinks. And if you need support around bouncing back from burnout, come and book a call with me. I would love to have a conversation. Thank you so much for tuning in. And please remember, you are here for a reason beyond merely hustling, grinding, and merely surviving. You matter.